Hare Krishna. So today we wrote a very special verse from on the board to be discussed for the class today. This is a Bengali verse from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. This verse says, Prithibi te ashi jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar sarvatra pracharito hoibe mon naam. Prithibite means on the earth land. Prithibite ache, there is jato, as many gram, nagaradi, cities and towns, and gram, villages, sarvatra, everywhere, pracharita means will be broadcasted, hoibe will be, more, my name or my teaching or Krishna's holy name. I'm sure many of you know this verse. How many of you know this verse? Very good. So, the translation goes like, as many towns and villages and cities are there, everywhere the holy name of Krishna will spread. This was spoken about 500 years ago. It is actually a forecast by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this prediction that the holy name of Krishna, holy name of Krishna means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The holy name of the Lord, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, will spread. 500 years ago, can you imagine what was the condition of this planet 500 years ago? Were there aeroplanes 500 years ago? Were people traveling by plane from one continent to another? Was there ships? There were ships, but they were not going from one continent to another. It is around that time that Columbus discovered America. So, at that time, people didn't know about America. People didn't know about Australia. People didn't know about New Zealand. People didn't know about Africa. 500 years ago, that was the condition. But at that time, what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predict? Prithibite ache jato. As many towns and villages are there on this planet, sarvatra, everywhere, prachar hoibe mon naam. Everywhere, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or this Krishna consciousness movement, would spread. From a common man's point of view, it is an inconceivable prediction. When people did not even know how many continents were there, this prediction was made in every town and village. Now, does it mean that at that time people thought that this earth planet was only India? and only in the towns and villages of India this Krishna consciousness movement is spread? Well, people may have thought that way. But then again the question is, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So does the Supreme Personality of Godhead know how many planets are there? Does he know how many nations are there? Does he know how many towns and villages are there? The personality who knows how many atoms and molecules are there, obviously he knows how many towns and villages are there. And not only how many molecules are there in each universe, there are innumerable universes, and he knows how many atoms and molecules are there in every universe. And not only he is there, he knows them, he is there in them, in every single atom and molecule. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is it difficult to make a prediction like this? No. If we recognize that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we cannot possibly have any doubt. And if we recognize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we also have to accept that He is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. That means He can do anything. So can He spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village? Can He? Is it impossible for us, the Supreme Personality of God? Sometimes some fools and rascals speak like that. That if Krishna, I heard one so-called spiritualist say that if Krishna came in this age, Krishna could not establish dharma. He needed many Krishnas to do that. So that means these people do not know who Krishna is. And anyway, we don't have anything to do with those people. We just know that these are a bunch of fools who are pretending to be wise. Not only wise, they are pretending to be spiritual leaders. And another bunch of fools accept these people as their spiritual leader. And the result is they're totally misled. Totally misguided. Now the reality is, those who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who know that who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, he knows that he is omnipotent. He is all powerful. Please switch off your mobile phones. Please. Repeatedly I request you, don't keep your mobile phones on in the class. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the omnipotent, all-powerful personality. He is all-powerful, means he can do anything. All the strength is his. The other day we were discussing about the Govardhan Leela of Krishna. The Govardhan, apparently it's an impossible thing to do. Lift a mountain on the tip of a finger. And that also by a seven-year-old boy. But if we recognize who the seven-year-old boy is, then we also recognize that he is the personality who caused the gravity. The gravity has been created by him. So if he created the gravity, then he can also remove the gravity. the gravitational pull. And if the gravity is not there, then will it be difficult to lift something? No. So the personality who creates the gravity, he can also undo the gravity. The personality who has created this universe, he can do anything in the universe according to his will. Therefore, the first thing we have to understand that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What does it mean to be God? What does it mean? Our understanding, according to the Vedas, is that God is endowed with 6 qualities. To the end. Absolutely, he has 6 qualities. And one of those qualities, he is all-powerful. Strength. All-powerful. He is all-knowing, omniscient. He knows everything and he can do anything. So now, for that personality, is it difficult to make a prediction that a time will come when this Krishna consciousness movement will spread in every town and village? Is it difficult for him? No. From our point, it may be difficult. It may be impossible. But from his point of view, nothing is impossible. Actually, to understand the supreme power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to understand, first of all, we have to understand how minute we are. And we can see it in the light of, say, consider an ant. If somebody goes to an ant and tells him that you, as a human being, what you can do, what will the ant think? Ant, who judges everything from his perspective, his point will be, his response will be, how is it possible? Ant grains, ant lifts 1 grain of sugar, right, at the most. And that he, and one ant cannot lift 2 grains of sugar. At least I haven't seen any ant doing that. He must have some mystic power to do that, to lift 2 grains of sugar. And that also he does it with so much difficulty. Now if another ant goes and tells that ant, who knows how to speak his language, and tells him, you know, these men, there are creatures called human beings, and those human beings can lift a whole bag of sugar. What will be the response of the ant? Mr. Ant, whose knowledge is simply limited to his ant mentality, he will think it's impossible. So now you consider that your situation is like that of an ant. And then you are told about the power of not even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the power of even demigods, whose power is inconceivable according to our understanding. We will think that, how is it possible? Now consider, the demigods are like a bunch of ants compared to a personality like Brahma. And Brahma is like an ant compared to the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, we must take a humble position and consider that we are very, very insignificant. The problem with the human beings is that they think that they are the greatest. They think nothing is superior to the human beings and nothing beyond this earth planet. This earth is the center. And individually, we are the center. And that is our problem. But the thing is, if we submit ourselves to proper informations, Mind you, these informations are very, very bona fide, very authentic, very real. There's the truth and nothing but the truth. So this personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He Himself revealed His identity. At the beginning of creation, He did that to Brahma. And then, later on, about 5,000 years ago, He revealed it to Arjuna. And that's why if we want to get to know Him, the possibility is there. The authentic source is there. The Lord Himself is speaking about Himself. Krishna Himself is speaking about Himself. And that is Bhagavad Gita. So from Bhagavad Gita we get to know who He is. At least the basic understanding we get, very scientific understanding. Then He gives. Then we can approach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us more elaborate understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Himself is speaking about Himself. Therefore, He is not really speaking very extensively about Himself. So if you are a very great person, I know you are a very great person, and if you have to speak about Himself, how much can you speak about Himself? If you really want to reveal your identity, you don't like to say very much about Himself. Like, that will sound like bragging. That will sound like praising yourself. A gentleman doesn't want to praise himself. I am this, I am that. It's only a fool who does that. Do you know who I am? I'm such and such. I'm the greatest. But a gentleman, he takes a very humble disposition. He doesn't want to speak much about himself or glorify himself. And of all the gentlemen, a Vaishnav is the most exalted gentleman. That's why a Vaishnav very rarely wants to speak about himself. So, Krishna is naturally feeling very self-conscious to speak about himself. So Bhagavad Gita reveals the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead even revealed His identity as the in His universal form, but still, although He revealed Himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is not giving the full information about Himself or extensive information about Himself. But the information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is available in Srimad Bhagavatam, very extensively. Why? Because Lord's devotees are speaking about Him. So you may not like to speak very much about Himself, but the people, those who love you, when they speak about you, what happens? Then they fully, they go out of their way to describe your glory. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Lord's devotees are speaking about Himself. And then even higher than that description about the Lord is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita's description, where the Lord came as a devotee to broadcast the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. And there not only we get to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His full glory, but we also get to know how to become a devotee of the Lord. How to surrender ourselves to Him. And how to deal with other devotees. How to broadcast the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead throughout the world. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is one such scripture. Another scripture like that is Chaitanya Bhagavata. And in Chaitanya Bhagavata, we come across this statements by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prithivite asyajato nagura vikram sarvatra pracharito hoyidena. In every town and village, this holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, will spread. So the point here is, can the Supreme Personality of Godhead make a prediction like this? And when He makes a prediction, will it go wrong? When the Lord says something, if we accept the first consideration, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God, then if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes a statement, will it happen? Bound to happen. Just like the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. Are you familiar with this expression? This is a statement in the Bible. The Bible is expressing the creation in this way. God said, let there be light. Now can anybody doubt? If God says, let there be light, there was light. Can anybody doubt that? We have also the detailed understanding which we are discussing in Vidura Maitreya Sambhad, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, now in the class.